for Josh, a challenge for you. Find a country that runs 100% on renewable energy.
Okay, 100% renewables. It says Iceland does that.
And how do they do it?
It says here volcanoes. What? Iceland, the land of fire and ice, a place of dramatic contrasts where glaciers meet volcanoes, and where these two natural phenomena just so happen to be the engine that drives the country. I wanted to meet the man in charge, delivering the nation's ambitious energy targets.
70% of our electricity generation is derived from hydropower, 30% comes from geothermal.
Could you explain, for people that don't know, how Iceland's energy sector works?
We are a volcanic island and we extract geothermal energy through drilling. Then the hot water is typically distributed through pipes, delivered via district heating system to residents. We use the excess heat for snow melting and other purposes. And today, more than 90% of the population relies on geothermal heating for their houses.
90%? That's incredible. Where does that energy come from?
It comes from the ground, to make a long story short.
And so, really, Iceland is completely independent when it comes to energy.
For the most part, we are energy independent. We have energy sovereignty.
Energy sovereignty. What that means is that Iceland controls its entire energy system, from production to distribution, without depending on fossil fuels or outside influence. Can you estimate how much Iceland saves?
Icelanders would need to import roughly 1 million tons of oil annually for heating if we didn't have geothermal energy. This would cost the nation around 100 billion Icelandic kroner per year. The country wouldn't afford to heat its homes with oil. And the society would be vastly different and poorer without geothermal energy.
It also prevents 3 million tons of greenhouse gases from entering our atmosphere. That's the equivalent of taking 650,000 cars off the road.
These are large numbers.
These are impressive numbers. But what about countries without Iceland's natural advantage of glaciers and volcanoes?
The development of local green energy in Iceland sends important message, I think, to the world about both energy security and sustainability. Most countries have no fossil fuel reserves, but no country in the world has no renewable energy resources.
No country in the world has no renewable energy resources, which of course is true, which begs the question. Okay, let's see. So there's this recent report here by a think tank called Ember, which says that other countries are making progress towards these global targets. But there's this table of wind and solar, and there's loads of countries on here, and they're all doing really well.
The global picture's really exciting, actually.
Gillian Ambrose, The Guardian's energy correspondent.
Clean energy sources, most of which were renewable, made up about 40% of the world's electricity.
40%? That's shockingly good. But the International Energy Agency has said that we need to triple the world's renewable electricity capacity by 2030 if we want to stay on track.
The good news is that at the current rate of growth, that is possible. A lot of people will be surprised to hear this, but a lot of this growth is being driven by China. They are not only rolling out a lot of renewable energy domestically, but they're also major manufacturers of solar panels and all the component parts. Renewable energy is cheap, so if you've got a fast-growing economy and you need to support that, then renewable energy is one of the smartest investments you can make.
The world is changing fast. India just doubled its solar capacity in a single year, and even China, the world's factory, is starting to break its fossil fuel addiction. Could this be the renewable tipping point we've been waiting for? And what about us here in the UK?
We've got what the government has called the Clean Power Plan.
Whether it is the climate crisis or energy insecurity, the solution lies in the same direction, investing in clean energy at speed and at scale.
And that's by 2030 to have a virtually carbon-free electricity grid.
Virtually fossil fuel-free. Which means
renewable energy is soon going to be the backbone of the UK's electricity grid.
We are just getting started.
what we often see is a very small but very vocal minority of people objecting to infrastructure.
My constituents are angry with the proposal by National Grid, their plans to impose 100 miles of pylons.
I mean, I don't fancy it in my backyard, maybe you do.
We are going to be seeing lots more pylons. We are going to see a lot more overhead lines. We're going to be seeing the substations. It's going to be very visible.
So the UK's energy future might look different. More wind farms, more solar panels, more visible changes. But let's get to what we're all thinking. Will this green revolution actually make our bills cheaper?
The reason our bills are some of the highest in the world is down to gas, because it's the most expensive part of the energy system, tends to set the price, and it sets the price at that higher level.
Energy bills are going to rise by 6.4%.
Bills still higher than they were before the war in Ukraine.
Is there anything we can do about it?
Gas power stations set the price for all our electricity 98% of the time, even though they generate less than half of it. It's called marginal pricing. Basically, the most expensive producer sets the price for everyone. That's why UK households are paying some of the highest energy bills in Europe, about 60% more than France. We're paying gas prices almost all of the time, even though wind power costs a fraction to produce. Crazy, right?
And by 2030, that could be reduced down to, you know, single digits percentage.
As this transition happens, will people start to see reductions in their bills?
Bills will be £300 a year lower by 2030 as part of their clean power plans.
£300 a year lower. That's a meaningful amount of money for a lot of people. Finally, some actual good news about our energy bills. Do you feel quite hopeful about the global outlook in terms of renewable transition?
If politicians and people and nations have courage to do so, it leads to cheaper and more environmentally friendly energy for users. This is where we should head.
What one thing would you say to individuals that they can do to help?
Get solar panels, get a battery pack, get an EV charger, get an EV. But I'm always careful about suggesting these individual changes to people, because I do think that the challenge ahead requires a system level change. Just be mindful of who you vote for. That's the biggest driver of the changes that we need to see. My individual action is always vote wisely.
Great advice.
I'm not saying for who.
Solid advice, no. So there it is. We're on track for renewables to generate nearly half the world's electricity by 2030. If you found this hopeful perspective valuable, subscribe for more deep dives that go beyond the headlines. And tell us in the comments what other environmental progress deserves more attention. Sometimes it's important to see what's actually working.